Well, good morning. It's 8:41 a.m. Tuesday, June the 19th, 2018. Yeah, yesterday's schedule was just too crazy. I didn't get back from my doctor's appointment till lunchtime. And I had the 7:30 thing that I had to take the cat to. Cat's home, cat's good. Doctor's appointment went well. I gained 10 pounds. I got to lose the 10 pounds back again. My A1C is still under control, but it went up a point. Actually, it went up 2 points. So, I need to deal with that. I know how to do it. I just have to do a little more. Be a little more diligent about counting carbs, counting the calories. I've been being more than a little bit derelict in that front, so it shouldn't be too bad to beat it. I started out with one peanut butter cookie a day, now I'm up to like four. That's way more calories and way more carbs than I really need, so. I need to eat more fish, I need to eat more avocados. And fewer carbs, fewer sweets. I don't eat a lot of sweets. It's one of the things that I didn't. After my big summer last year of weight loss and stuff, I didn't ever pick up the sweets habit. Other than the peanut butter cookie thing. So I just need to follow my portion control a little more closely. Knock back on the peanut butter cookies. And I should be good. She was very pleased that I had managed to not go all the way off, and that all the other stuff that I had problems with, cholesterol, all that stuff is back where it needs to be, except for the good fat, the whatever the lipid specification is. So I need to bring that back up. Which means I can switch to cashews instead of peanuts now. Walnuts. Tree nuts, basically. Big four-wheel drive just went by. I glanced over and I saw the front license plate. And I could not imagine what it said. It was all letters. CBNFER. Cabin fever. Okay then. It's oh look, blue sky, holy cow. It's been raining all morning. One of the reasons I'm delayed getting out today is I waited for it to stop raining. Everything is still wet, everything is still damp. We had some heavy thunder showers last night. Some of the lightning strikes, some of the thunder rattled pictures on the walls. It was seriously loud. But I went to bed early last night. I went to bed at 8:30, which for me is really nice, but not something that I've been able to do for a very long time. And so 8:30 to 5, I said, no, I'm not going to get up. I woke up a couple times in the night and said, I'm not going to get up unless it's at least 5 o'clock. And I did wake up a couple times in the night, but I was able to roll over and go back to sleep again. So I had a good night's sleep last night. I'm feeling spunky. This afternoon is going to be a bit hairy. I've got two kids who have to be on opposite ends of town at the same time. Luckily, one of them can drive. And we have two cars, so that's not going to be too bad. But I'm going to take the car with the repaired air conditioning in it. I don't know if it's going to be hot today or not. It's we say in 70s. If it stays in the 70s today, that would be awesome. Get back on my pace. The metronome is going in my ear. So yeah, therapist was good. Doctor was good. The cat's all better. Well, he's not all better yet. He's still healing, but he only had to lose two teeth, which was good news. Because cats and dental work can get me somewhat expensive real fast. Thursday morning, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do the talk. I have to be at the Greeley Surgical Center at 7:15. Have to have an ultrasound to look at my aorta to see if it's enlarged. That's one of those things that I asked the doctor about it. It's like, because she's been the last two visits she's brought it up, and I'm like, okay, well, what are we going to do differently if it is? Nothing, just keep an eye on it. Well, if we're not going to do anything, what is it? How is this informing you of anything? Well, that's just one of those factors that we sort of take into account when we make diagnoses. So basically, nothing really. assuming that it's... as far as I could tell, there's nothing really different between having an enlarged aorta and not having an enlarged aorta. I don't know. Oh, get ready, sit with me. Bunk post. So I suppose if I have an aortic aneurysm, I may not notice. Because I'm probably dead before I hit the ground, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, it was it's one of those things, it's like, okay, it's a pain in the ass, but one less thing for her to bug me about. Wow. Good morning, little dog. Is there somebody you belong to? See anybody around? Yep, sun's burning off the clouds here right overhead, and it is getting more than a little bit warm. I know that smell, what is that? Pesticide, maybe herbicide. In that yard, don't smell it anymore. Feels good to be walking. I didn't walk yesterday, and I felt it most of the day. I had to have a shot, and my left shoulder is, well, let's just say it's a little bit sore. Somebody gave me a stinger right in the shoulder muscle. And I felt like crap all day long yesterday after it got over. I came home, I was like, ugh. One of the reasons I went to bed early was that I had just a killing headache. It was amazingly bad. It's better today. I don't have much. I don't have a headache this morning. Ah, cool, cool, cool shade. The wet makes it feel just a little bit cooler. It's going to be a humid day for us. It's probably going to be above 10%. Might get above 20%. I don't know. Might be above 20% now. tugging on the cord, looking away and putting my arm down. I'm not exactly sure why that happens, but it's not like the cord isn't long enough. This is, remember, I don't know if you remember, I'm pretty sure I mentioned it, that one of the earbuds was borked. I replaced it. I replaced the harness. I'm no longer using a Zag. This is a Sony. The cheapest Sony headset I could find that had a microphone in it. And I notice when I get home, there's a lot more signal in the waveform. I don't know if that's resulted in any appreciable difference to those of you who are listening. But it looks better. Here's a guy with three dogs. No waiting. This is going to be a challenge. I give him plenty of room here. Good morning.
Good morning. Come up.
They're really interested in me. He's got them under control, though. I'll give him that. Coming up on the spiny white poppies here. Lots of blossoms. Not quite as many as there were the other day, but still a few. I swear, this metronome changes pace. Times where it seems like it beats just a fraction too quickly, and others where it beats just a fraction too slowly. Or it could much more likely be that my brain is not keeping good time. It seems much more likely. All right, that was the last street. This lawn must be getting enough moisture. There's mushrooms in it. Here we are, at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.